Ladies and gentlemen, the Nerd Badge Podcast. I am your host, Michael Quinn, and this is episode six,
by the way, is my favorite number.
It's sexy six. It's nine upside down. Yeah, that's my favorite number. So
nine?
It's funny. We'll go in 10 a little time. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, like I said, Michael Quinn, also known as Stephen Person, host of the Nerd Badge Podcast, captain of the Mustache Club, and is unfortunately, well, not really unfortunately, I don't have to get away with it here, but the beef kick cords are still in effect, so
yep.
I'm not allowed to grow a mustache. It's not worth the point, so it's like I'll still...
You mean that's not real?
I'm sorry. I duped ya. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very good panel here. We're going to do our post-WrestleMania episode today. Everyone's been talking about it, but we're going to give you our special little spin around it. Ladies and gentlemen, actress, comedian, funny woman all around, model, everything, big boob beauty. Ladies and gentlemen, Susie.
That's a wrestling
intro right there, big boob beauty.
I like that. That's it.
My alter ego.
Triple B. And to her right, ladies and gentlemen, an actor, a comedian, a wrestler, a man
but
that
not
I wrestle.
A big boob.
I got something on you.
The flat-chested fella. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Prince Atiba.
The A-cup assassin.
I love it.
We could be the big boobied broad against flat-chested assassin. Pretty good.
I like that a lot. Why is my microphone being weird?
It's actually pretty good.
What is it doing?
I don't know. Nothing. That's supposed to say.
Grab your microphone. What do we pay you for?
There we go. Whatever. I'll just keep it here or whatever. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we're going to keep it very simple. We're going to keep it our WrestleMania episode today because it was a big WrestleMania, and I am sorry. I'm going to go straight and say it. I was disappointed, and I say this in the fact that like everyone put on matches to the highest caliber. They were great.
They were
good matches. Some matches were not better than the others, but that's the point. And it really got me very annoyed because I feel like on a what's it called? I got my notes here just for the winners and losers. I did not like the production value of it. I think the stage looked like dog. Not the ramp. But the above it just looked like, I don't know, like some third grade project. Like I expect.
Yeah, it did.
It did. It kind of just like, here's a circle, but here's another circle. But here's a circle like at an obtuse angle. It made no sense to me. Like normally it has like a theme.
And we'll add graphics.
Exactly. Like there was no.
PS2 style.
That's graphic. What I'm saying. I'm like, bro, like I was disappointed with the level that they treated this as a WrestleMania. Yeah. And I say that like, the stage was awesome. The actual stage was fantastic. Yeah. And I truly, truly loved that.
Really it was the design team that failed.
Not the design team. It was like they did such a great job on the stage, but such a piss poor thing around the ring.
Because they put too much effort in the stage and not enough.
There was no
else.
Like you're in Vegas. You couldn't make it like a casino.
That's
theme
what I'm thinking, yes.
Or something like that. Like again, I'm being picky. I really am. But like
and they kept doing callbacks the whole time to the last time I was in Vegas when they did the Caesar Palace game.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what?
You're gonna keep doing callbacks to that, but you're not gonna do
and
anything.
That set looked amazing. You couldn't even do that. Like, I mean, come on now. Like that was just
modernize it a bit.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you could have done something like that. Like here's what we gave a crap. You know, like it was just really for me
some slot machine something.
Exactly. Give me a slot machine. Give me like
a big picture of Gambit.
Show me someone getting their hands broken for cheating at blackjack on the stage. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like Barrett comes out with the hammer. It's like, I got bad news for you. You know,
Siegfried and Roy. And-
exactly.
Well, it's just very funny because it was.
Well,
Easter.
One of them's dead. I think right. Or both of them are dead?
Are they both alive?
I don't know. They're dead to me. Okay. So I know one of them died.
That tiger's dead.
Yeah, that tiger's definitely dead after it bit one of their faces off. So
well, it's funny because you're talking about like come out and like nail me. Well, isn't it Easter?
No gambling on the Lord's Day.
True.
Sorry, Jesus.
Sorry, Jesus.
Saturday could have.
Sorry, Jesus. I'm taking this hit. 21. Yeah. But yeah,
they could at least have bunnies,
right? Bunnies, something like Easter eggs. Like there's like hidden eggs all over the stage, something like that. Someone goes for the top rope moonsault. Hey, look, I found an egg. Hey.
Oh, they should have been in the audience.
Exactly. I would have dressed up as an egg. I would have dressed up as an egg.
You don't want to be a bunny.
Nah, I think that's too cool.
You have a giant Easter egg instead of a gobbledygooker chopping out, it's a bunny.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, that'd be perfect.
I feel like you should be what comes out of the egg.
Exactly. Happiness. Jesus.
Yolk.
Yolk.
Just be runny.
And then just throw it out afterwards because no one likes the yolk. So let's get into it. I'm going to go straight off. WrestleMania Night 1 was, I'm sorry, it was double thumbs down for me. Except for the main event. We'll get to that later.
Oh, yeah.
But
the
again,
is what made it.
I liked it. It was like such a like, I liked it. I did not like it. I liked it. I did not like it. And again, my opinion means absolutely nothing in the world. I'm just saying from somebody who's a nitpicker for like, if you're going to give me a show, go all out.
Yeah.
And the first thing I'm going to say is, Susie, how did you feel with The Rock not being there?
You know, The Rock is so...
Wait, sorry. Also, Susie is a very casual, nonchalant, doesn't watch it, was brought in by the ambiance of what WrestleMania was.
And these are the people that they're going after.
And this is the people that they're going after. So I want you to understand that I'm not coming out here and just, like, throwing her to the wolves. Like, I gave her no prep talk or anything. I'm literally asking her honest opinion about things about WrestleMania, because this is the target audience where they want people to come in and come back.
She's why they're on Netflix.
Exactly. So, Susie... tell me, what did you think about The Rock not being there?
Okay, well, I do want to say that I did grow up with wrestling. Yeah. Because of you, I do keep an eye on wrestling. Yes. And I have been to a few Monday Night Raws, which were awesome.
Yes. But I would not say that you're a diehard.
I'm not.
Not keeping up with stuff. And she's kind of been on a break from watching wrestling since she was obviously...
She doesn't go online like we do. And like,
I don't go online. Right. Spoilers. Screw that stuff.
I do find it entertaining, and I'm happy to be a part of it, and I would love to learn more.
Yeah.
But I will say, somebody that, like, The Rock is so nostalgic.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't believe he didn't at least make, like, a guest appearance.
Like, by satellite or something like that?
By anything.
Yeah, exactly.
By any means of the internet.
Exactly.
We got Austin.
Exactly. You could stream. You could freaking... What's it called? Facebook time somebody, you know what
Hawaii,
I mean?
Yeah,
you get Facebook
go live on IG.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could have done anything. And the fact that he didn't even, like, what was he doing? Like, what was his priority at that
time? What was that important? Yeah, for the first year, we didn't know what, we didn't smell what he was cooking.
Exactly.
That's sad. That's sad.
Yeah. So, I mean, another thing I would like to say about The Rock not being there was, I feel like it was, and I heard the story about him saying, like, oh, I don't want to take away from Rock, from Cena. And that's BS, dude.
Yeah.
You're not taking away from them. Bro, they're the ones going out there wrestling. This is your story. If you don't want to take away from them, why'd you
start this whole
You should have started this entire thing. That's my point. The incompletion of a lot of stuff.
I want your soul thing.
Oh, I want your soul just right now. Obviously, for
had Cena just turn heel for other reasons.
Exactly.
You didn't need Rock to turn heel.
You didn't need The Rock there, bro. First of all, your stuff is on freaking free for freaking Peacock. Yes, people pay for Peacock. I totally get it. But here's the thing. You're not getting a pay-per-view buy for it. You're not able to buy. You have to get Peacock for it. So why are you talking about, like, oh, we need the Elimination Chamber for something? All you had to have The Rock do is not be there and have Cena kick him in the baby makers.
That's it.
And that's it. Bro, oh, listen, bro, thank you so much. We're going to have a great WrestleMania, blah, 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 blah. And he just closes his eyes, takes a deep breath, and...
And that's why you should be on the writing team.
Don't give me that. People just don't like me because I have good ideas, and they don't hate that. So don't say that. People don't want to. I'll make money on television. I swear to God, bro. But no one wants to hear me. I have no writing degrees or anything like that.
You don't need a writing degree.
No, you don't need a degree in any.
Patrice O'Neal was a writer on that show.
Yeah.
And Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah. But no, dude, I never went to college. I never did any of that stuff. So, like, I don't know how to write a story properly. But but here's the thing. Like, I feel like there are people out there that do have college degrees who don't know anything, and that's why they're getting jobs. If I put my name on a resume and say, hey, what'd you do? Oh, I wrestled for 18 years in some gym somewhere. And I'm trained by, you know, this guy, and I've been to this place, and, you know, like, I have my own podcast. They're going to be like, all right, get in line with everybody else. I feel like I'm the standard guy who thinks, oh, you could do it better. I'm not going to say I'm going to do it better, but I'm going to say how you could have done it better in a sense of production value. And I'm sorry. Remember back in the day, if you missed Monday Night Raw, you were going out of your mind.
Yes.
There was like a story that you're like, what happened?
You had to talk to people on Tuesday.
Exactly. And you're like, oh, what I missed? Don't tell me anything. I got to watch it. I got it taped at home. Yep. Now I feel like,
I'll watch a clip and get the gist of it.
Not even a clip, bro. Like, there's no need
to watch any of it.
You don't have to watch any of it, because you could just, like, not even pick up anything. It's just empty, and it's not important.
Yeah.
And I feel like only a couple things are very important, and that's detrimental, because in 20 years, in 10 years, who's going to be the guy that they do now that comes back and does something?
I can't see anybody.
Who? Roman? Roman's the only guy that could legitimately stay, and they're going to be there until they retire.
Uh-huh.
And I think Roman would really retire and not come back.
Yeah, he'll be done.
I hate saying it, but, like, he has a lot of health issues, and he's come back from stuff, thank God.
He's already part-time as it is.
Exactly, he's already part-time as it is. And he's like, oh, I'm pretty sure, like, he would be like, yo, listen, blah, 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 this is going on, you know? Seth, I can see Seth stepping away for a while because he's back. He has a lot of issues
and
with
that. And even if Seth came back in 20 years, what do you mean anything?
Exactly. I mean, now they're doing kind of a good thing with him.
Because no one's mainstream, really. Yeah. They don't have mainstream stars. Cena was their last mainstream guy.
We'll get to that later on. So, let's talk about the first match. Jey Uso versus Gunther. Ring General. I like the match because this is where I say the story is always going to be better when you don't put your expectations in front of what's given to you. And I say this because Jay was this was textbook babyface bad guy. Yes. And I don't even, I mean, if it wasn't for Gunther beating the crap out of Jimmy, this match would have lost a lot of illusion to me or luster to me.
It would have been just the match for the title.
Exactly. And in this match, you saw exactly what Jay was. He was fighting his demons. He was fighting his inability to believe in himself. What's it called? There was also Gunther just beating the crap out of Jay for a while.
He has three losses to Gunther prior.
Exactly. So he hit him with the belt. I thought it was over. So he hit him with his own move, the splash. Mm-hmm. Boom. 1-2, kick out. Oh, my God. Yeah. I believe in it now. This is your WrestleMania storyline where it's textbook. Everything ends at WrestleMania. That's the way it should be. Like, WrestleMania is, they're going to WrestleMania, and then that's it. You know?
Sometimes. Remember, you milk it sometimes, too.
There's very few times where they ever went past WrestleMania. Yes, they go into Backlash.
I would say it's always the height of a story.
Yes.
That's your big money match, and then you're going to milk it on the road.
Exactly. Then you
it might not hit TV again, maybe. But
on TV, generally, it's always been WrestleMania is the blow-off. That's the
highest point.
The next night, hey, listen, I won this at WrestleMania. The guy who had a singles win at WrestleMania goes, I won at WrestleMania. I won on the biggest stage. You won on the biggest stage. Let's take the two guys that could do the most right here at that moment, and then that should be the world champion.
Yep.
You know, and then that's what it is. But I feel like sometimes we bleed down the road into the next pay-per-view because Backlash or whatever.
I would say if you go back to like Hogan Andre, that would have been their first big match with Mania, and then they milked it after that.
Yeah, but that wasn't like
lasted for like 2 or 3 years.
Exactly. But at the same time, like look at the apex of that Hogan slamming Andre.
That was the apex. That's the thing that always gets played back.
Exactly. So now with Jay, I feel like Jay did the I defended my family, and I gave Gunther back exactly what he gave
us. Exactly. So now they can move on to other things.
Exactly. And now he beat Gunther. He hit him with the three splashes, and he choked him out.
This taps out.
This is for my brother. Yep. This is for me. This is for the guilt and doubt that you put inside me. All the stuff that you talk, I beat you. I made you tap out. I didn't just pin you. I made you submit your title. And that to me was the perfect babyface story. And everyone goes, but Gunther didn't went there with the tap. And why would he do that? Just burying
him. They didn't see what they were obviously setting up. You see what happened the next night.
Yeah, you see what happened the next night.
It all is supposed to start to use tapped out chance and gets to his head. I knew that was going to happen.
And that's my whole point. Like, where
you could tell that's what that was for.
You put your expectations in front of the story. And then you go, this isn't what I want. I'm mad because I'm an entitled little brat that lives in my basement. And I can't understand that the story sometimes is being told to me is a story that I would enjoy. And I hate that when people do that
stuff. How dare they know what I like and give it to me without me asking?
Exactly. Like, people just can't sit back and go, they think that they're creative. They think that they're the ones writing these stories. And it's like, listen, I can sit there and suspend my belief. There's stuff that I wanted to see happen. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm the customer. I want to go, hey, you're going to give me this and I'll be happy. Mm-hmm. But then there's also the time of, we're going to give you stuff. You just need to shut up and watch. Yes. You know? It's like the kids are going, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Shut up.
Backhand in a car.
Exactly. You know, a little friendly little hospitality elbow. What'd you think about that match, the first one?
I thought it was fun. I love the characters. I thought it was, I mean, I don't know enough about those two, to be honest, but I thought for sure that it was really fun. It was really entertaining. I love that they brought like families into it. So they made it like really personal.
Yep.
I love the art of it, the story behind it. It's really fun. It's really fun to watch. And I think the winner deserved it. That's all.
Good. Yeah, of course he deserved it.
All right.
You know what it was for me?
What?
It was almost like justification for, remember the Booker T Triple H match? This was but done the right way. Because had Gunther beat Jay, it would have been the same. It would have been that all over again.
Yes.
I'm going to put you down, look down on you. I'm this champion. I'm up here. You're down here. You're just an entertainer.
Exactly.
I'm the wrestler.
That's true. Oh, my God. I didn't think about that.
Making up for that.
That's awesome. That's actually a really good comparison. I forgot about that match. Because, I mean, Triple H was kind of like a...
on his Reign of Terror.
Reign of Terror. So, the next match, the New Day versus the War Raiders for the tag team titles.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I'll say this. I don't know. This is a Monday Night Raw match to me.
Yeah.
And I love the New Day.
Sides, kind
of. The New Day, I mean, I like the whole heel turn of them.
Yeah.
But the Dark Unicorn, like the aesthetics of it.
Still looks too playful to me, right?
Not just too playful, but like you're the guys with the unicorns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to do Bad New Day, bro, get rid of all that stuff. Yeah. Completely shove it off. I know you want to do the whole what's it called thing. They did the tribute to Giant Gonzalez and War Raiders.
That's what that was.
Yeah. People didn't realize that was. I personally saw it as.
I thought it was. Oh, yeah, it was Giant Gonzalez. I was thinking it was. What was I thinking it was?
Some people thought it was an anime. That's what it was. Yeah, I thought it was the second Hokage. That's what it looked like for me at first. But then they said it, and I was like, Giant Gonzalez in WrestleMania 9. Okay, I got it.
Little trivia. Giant Gonzalez was supposed to be the Yeti in WCW.
Yes, yes. That's why it was actually a modification of the outfit.
Of his Bigfoot thing. It was probably going to be white later.
It was. It was supposed to be white,
and then they couldn't get him, so they just, let's wrap this guy up.
So, against the War Raiders, who I do like as a tag team.
Yeah, I like that they dropped that whole Viking gimmick.
Yeah, I know. But here's the thing. They actually did do it. What they did was, and I'm sorry to say, this was actually kind of really stupid for me. They came dressed up as the that stupid video game that you play on your phone. Clash of Titans.
Oh, it's that one, because this has a deal with WWE.
Yeah, so they came out dressed up as the characters, and I was like, they looked stupid. I'm sorry. They looked.
And there's three of them in New Day, right?
Yeah, well, there used to be. One of them's gone, yeah.
Oh, there's two of them now.
Yeah, yeah. So one of them got hurt. One of them legitimately got hurt, and then that's
thanks
when
it... So what's his face? Rich Biggie. Holland?
Yeah.
Yes, Rich Holland gave him that belly-to-belly. He broke his neck.
So yeah, that match, and I'm sorry to say, I love the New Day. They're amazing. I love the War Raiders. They're big, brute-style wrestlers as teams, but... I'm sorry, I couldn't get past the fact that they walked out there in video game stuff. Now, I like it, but that's not their MO. They should have came out like just war. Like,
I would say for Mania, they could have brought out the Viking gear just for that.
Exactly.
Like on a week to week.
Just Clans, play this. Week to
week, just be these two big badasses.
That's what made it feel subpar.
But then,
Yeah, and the match itself, like, it was...
I would have given him a big entrance, too.
Yeah, like exactly.
They're the tag team champions, or something.
They're the tag team champions. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're the tag team champions. Uh-huh. You're going to have some guys come down.
Type stuff.
Pulling strings and pulling it down, whatever not. Uh-huh. And a whole bunch of people just banging shields. Yeah. Like, they're about to, and they just come running off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, like.
I haven't even brought out John Nord, the Berserker, though.
Exactly. The Berserker comes out, you know? So, like, that was, again, the presentation to me where I go, you didn't give a damn about this WrestleMania. Not that many people play Clash of Clans. It's a big game. Don't
get
me wrong.
I just see ads for it, but that's about it. I don't know what it's about.
Exactly. I know. Oh, wow, Clash of Clans, blah, blah, blah. They got to deal with
them. I just know there's a Cody character in it with a Hogan mustache.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing that they're doing. So I was like, okay, that's a cross promotion. Yeah. Okay, cross promote that later on. Yeah. But not during the tag team champions coming out with these stupid looking things. And I'm sorry. I love them to death. I think they're great. What's it called? What's his name? Who went on a solo run when his partner got hurt?
Was he the big guy?
Yeah, when Eric got hurt.
Ivar, right?
Ivar got hurt. I mean, no, Eric got hurt. Ivar was rocking.
He was
going
at it with Bronson Reed and the other dude.
Braun Strowman.
And who's the big guy that's used to be with Heavy Machinery?
Otis. Yeah,
those three, 4 minutes, because they were like the three. They all have that same
build,
look,
yeah.
And they can all go.
And they were beating the crap out of each other, which was amazing. And like, I felt like Ivar was really holding his own as a singles competitor. He reminded me of the Berserker. That's what it was. And I was like, yo, this guy's just beating
like
crap out of
a serious version.
And then they have him come out. I'm like, all right. So anyway, I'm already like disillusioned. You show me the wires, I don't believe the trick. Uh-huh. So I felt like the match was... It wasn't a great match. It wasn't anything to write home about, but it was the fact that they stole the win in, like, you know, the whole pull the leg.
The way they did it sucked, too, because they hit their finishers and pulled the leg. I was like,
okay, that's cool. I like that. But
no, don't hit your finisher, because that shows you can kick out a finisher.
But here's the thing.
I would say just hold the leg.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. Don't do the finisher. But, like, they hit. I'm like, okay, they hit the finisher.
Yeah, now your finisher looks weak.
Oh, not exactly. Yeah. Because now I'm like, I liked it. But it was like, they could have done it better. They could have, like, done a crossbody, hit them in the leg.
Yeah.
Or he picks them up.
And then it looks more cheaper.
Exactly. And then you grab the leg. So he goes to the top rope. He goes to pick him up. Kofi hits the leg. He falls down. He falls. He's about to give him, like, the fall-away slam off the top. What's his name? Xavier falls on top of Ivar. And then he holds the legs.
Yeah.
That would have been perfect.
You could even just done a rude warrior finish.
Exactly, yeah.
Suplex inside and pull that leg.
Yeah, yeah.
Something that simple would have got heat.
Exactly. So, New Tag Champs, the New Day, which hopefully I was expecting a lot from them to come out Raw. The Monday after Raw, they didn't do much. They came out as champions and they wrestled.
Who did they wrestle?
What's it called?
I can't remember.
Yeah, so they went out there, and I felt like it was a they should have done more banter. Like
that's
they,
what I wanted.
They have the showman stuff. I'm not saying like they're unreliable or anything, but they have the show performance stuff. So I felt like they didn't like. I hope they give him more. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. So, going on to the next one. This one, not a big fan of. This match, Jade Cargill versus Naomi. Did you watch the chicks match?
I kind of love the chicks match.
I kind of liked it just because of spots.
Give me what you think.
Well, okay. So, who won that one?
Jade. The big, dressed in gold. The jacked, yeah.
So, I thought that one was really, really entertaining.
Okay.
The story behind it was fun. I feel like that was a shorter match.
Okay.
I thought it could have been longer. I thought it could have been a little bit more dramatic, but I love how they just scream at each other in the top of their lungs.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I found it entertaining. I don't know that I fully understood like the beef that was between them because each set of wrestlers has their own like story.
Exactly, their own vendetta
against each other. Yeah.
So I'll tell you the story. I don't know
their background.
So,
I guess.
So the story is basically Jade, Naomi, and another girl, Bianca Belair, who was in the other match.
I saw Bianca Belair twice.
They were all friends, and they all like were tag teaming together, and they had a great time and everything. And then Jade got hurt. She got pushed through a windshield, and everyone was like, "What happened to Jade?" Or she felt like she got pushed off the deck or whatever.
Yes, and you see her,
and she's all like mummified. Yeah, she's all Egyptian. And what's it called? So they go, "What happened to her?" So Elimination Chamber, Jade comes back after being injured, and Naomi and Bianca are in this one females match in a chamber match, which means all locked up in certain places. And then Jade comes out, walks right to the ring, and everyone thinks she's going to come after Bianca because everyone thought
think she's going to attack Liv.
Yeah, Liv. I'm sorry, she's going to attack Liv. Sorry, yes. I said it backwards. So everyone thinks she's going to attack Liv. Liv was
because they got blamed for.
But then Bianca comes out
and beats the. Bianca's in the cell. She's locked up, and she's like,
so she can't do anything.
She can't do anything. And Naomi and this other girl, Liv Morgan, are in the ring, and then everyone's like, oh, she's coming for Liv. She comes for Liv. She's just beating the crap out of Naomi. It's Naomi that attacked her.
Yeah, Liv was like a red herring.
Yeah. Naomi and Jade were basically, Jade was like, she saw Jade as someone taking away her friend and all this other stuff. She was jealous of her. She was the blah, blah, blah. So basically, Naomi became a bad person. She said, I did it for you, almost like, you know.
Like her father-in-law.
Exactly, yeah.
They referenced that too.
Yeah, they did. So what's it called? So now, basically, Naomi was like, screw all you. I don't need anybody. Now she's a bad girl. So now...
She went rogue.
She's wearing her caution tape.
Yeah, so her Owen Hart gimmick. So what's it called?
Jason Sensation gimmick.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's Owen Hart first. Owen Hart.
Owen said danger. Jason Sensation just said
caution. That's right. You're right. I totally forgot about that. So now, basically, they have a match at WrestleMania, which, honestly, this match could have happened on television.
It could have, but I liked that it was the blow-off was Mania. I just liked... It didn't have to be... You know what it was? I liked it on Naomi's part, but Jade still needs work. What's funny is I've seen Jade have better matches singles than AEW.
Yeah.
With people who are less experienced than Naomi. Yeah. I was like, what?
So here's
how did she regress?
Here's my thing. It was the fact that Naomi, she's very awesome. And I want to say, like, she's very controlled. Very, it's like she's been in the business for a while. Jade has been in AEW. I've met Jade before. I felt like maybe this is her first singles match
I think so.
So it's like it's also at WrestleMania, and not like an actual. Like,
remember, they put her in tag teams just to kind of keep her safe.
Exactly, and she is very. I mean, she got basic into pro wrestling as an adult. She never really like grew. I don't think she grew up with it. Yeah. I could be wrong.
She came from playing ball and doing fitness modeling.
Exactly.
So I knew who she was before she got into wrestling. I could follow on IG. She was like a ball player or something.
So I feel like she still has that. A green area of her skill set, and it was clear. And I'm sorry,
sort of like year one Trish Stratus,
exactly. When she came out with Albert,
getting into the ring,
before
she got that Finley trade,
That Finley really worked her over, and Victoria worked with her, and Jazz worked with her, and all those other beautiful female athletes went out there and absolutely worked with. I think she needs that, and I think Naomi is that, but there's still parts of Jade that are just like rough.
Get it with Natalia or something. Yeah,
exactly. And that'll help. And she literally was just, how should I say this? She was just not fluid. And you could see like the, she was concentrating on what was happening and it was evident. And that's why
the whole time they're both adjusting their outfits.
Yeah.
Always test your wrestling gear before you get in the ring. Because I think that might have been the first time they wore it in a match.
Yeah. So next match.
I like their spots. That pop-up powerbomb. Yeah, that reverse.
Oh my God, that almost killed her though.
Yes.
I was like,
that's the thing. The spots kind of saved the match. Without those spots, it would just been even more basic.
Yeah, they were basic. Yeah, but the whole Jade using her power was the thing. Like, Naomi was calling that, I feel like, 100%. Like, yo, hit this power move. Hit this.
Then that wheelbarrow thing that Naomi did. That wheelbarrow bulldog off the top rope.
That looked like she said, no. And then lift her up.
Called an audible in the air or something.
Yeah, that's. I think somebody called an audible, and then, like, Jade was able
to. When I watched the replay, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, Jade went what? And then just went nope, and we went up and then down. I think Jade called that, so I think
because maybe it was supposed to be a roll or something. Maybe
I thought it was going to be like a the flip thing that she does, victory roll in midair, the prawn roll.
Yes,
and then she lands on her, but then it looked like she was like nope, sorry.
Yeah, and then bulldog. She got the ropes and then went back up.
Yeah, so on to the next match, which a match I really did enjoy, Jacob Fatu versus L.A. Knight. Yeah, and honestly, that match was very entertaining for me because Jacob, I've met Jacob before. I did a little cup of tea backstage at MLW.
He was the man in MLW.
Yeah, he was the man. He's
that's when I first realized this when he came to WWE. I said he should be in charge of Bloodline because he led a group in MLW. He was in the Contra unit.
Yeah, the Contra unit. And I did the thing. I was a holder for a flag one time in Contra unit.
The Contra flag, right? It looks like the 10 rings a little bit.
Yeah, it does. So I actually got to meet him, and I'm always been a fan of his. He's a great, great athletic guy for his size. Not saying his size is wrong or anything,
because he was even bigger back then.
Yeah, he was bigger, and he was moving.
Doing back flips.
Yeah. So LA Knight, he always puts on a good show. He came out in the car. I thought that was nice.
Yeah, he did. I thought he was going to drive over to the ring because that long walk.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing I wanted to say is I love the openings. The openings are some of my favorite parts. Yeah. When they walk down and they're being introduced and they... And you can see part of like their real character. I thought his opening was one of the most entertaining.
It was. Uh-huh. So it was really nice to see. Also, Jey Uso's was really good with the flags and yeet and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So what's it called? So that was one thing that I really liked was that match. Mm-hmm. And LA Knight losing, unfortunately, it makes sense because I know there's a lot of title changes at this Mania. But I felt like this was like the reverse of like I think it was WrestleMania 32.
Two Fatus walking out with titles.
Yep. I think it was the end of 32 of where it was all the old guys beating up the new guys Edge and Orton were all winning their matches and it was like, what the hell, dude? I think it was all the newer generation coming up. Like, this reminded me of the 90s new generation kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So I really enjoyed that aspect. And whoever won that match, I was going to be happy.
Yeah, it could have went either way. And plus, like, I do want to see these guys... They don't do that anymore, trading the belts back and forth and building a feud that way.
Yeah, but I don't think this does... need that. I think LA Knight could do like the happy little heel turn. He goes and blah blah blah.
He shouldn't turn heel yet.
But I think I'm saying like it could happen
later
after this.
Down the line.
Yeah,
I would say by next year's Mania he should be heel.
Yeah, absolutely. Because he was like, an awesome
he should
heel.
Finish out this year as a face. Maybe turn into this year. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Like into the Royal Rumble, he comes out as a heel or something like that.
Because he's still like on. Because with Jey Uso as your world champ, he should be like a solid over mid card.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
That Tito Santana role, upper middle baby face.
Yes. So now, next match.
You didn't talk about Haku's cameo at the end. He came.
Oh yeah, Haku jumped the rail. Apparently, he did. Yeah.
Who's gonna stop him?
No one. I'm not. Hey, go stop that guy. Hey, that's Haku.
He could have stopped Austin's. that was the only guy that could have stopped it.
We'll talk about that later. So
Haku would have no-sold that.
Yeah, exactly. He would have. Brother, what do you do? I love Haku. Haku, I love you. You know that.
I was hoping that Jacob's father would have came out, the other Islander.
Oh yeah,
remember that's, the dads of the Islanders.
That's crap.
I was a kid.
Tonga Kid, yes.
Twin brother.
Yeah, Tonga Kid, yeah.
So the two champions, their dads are twins.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So moving forward, we're going to go to our next match. Mr. Mexico. El Grande Americano.
I was going to say Vikingo, though.
No. Viking, he just got hired to the company. And Ray Phoenix, who subbed in for...
Oh, because what happened to Ray?
Ray apparently got hurt on SmackDown.
A few people got hurt, because didn't Bayley too?
No, Bayley apparently, someone told me...
Got attacked or something.
She got attacked. I don't know what's up with that, so I don't read dirt sheets or whatever or not, but someone told me, again, I hate when people tell me stuff like this, like, well, you know, dirt sheets.
To bring in, what's her face?
Yeah, it was to bring in Becky Lynch. That's so apparently they were planning it or something like that, so it was like to get Becky in, which makes sense.
Does this mean Bayley heel turn or...
We'll get to that.
No, wait!
We'll get to that. Shush, we'll get to that.
No,
so, American Grande versus Ray Phoenix, great match. They showed off the AAA guy. guys a lot. Vikingo was out in the crowd, gave him a little kick and a little.
Because WWE brought AAA, Mexican company.
That came out of
nowhere, right?
Not out of nowhere, but they must have been planning this for a while and kept their mouths absolutely shut. And everyone standing around the, what's it called? I was like, holy
Someone said that this means they may own the rights to La Parka now.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Chairman.
They own that. Because technically they owned that when they did, technically, with the WCW footage.
Yes.
So technically they owned that version of La Parka. Yeah. So when, apparently he got resurrected. You know how that works, right?
What?
So what happens
a different guy?
In Mexico, here's the rule. So if someone who wears a gimmick dies, right? The whole family has to sit together and give the okay for that gimmick to be released. Yeah. And most of the time they'll go, hey, his cousin's nephew, brother's uncle's sister.
So wait, which La Parka died? Wasn't the original one? It was
the original one's dead.
The one who became LA Park.
Yeah.
Remember he had lost the rights and it become LA Park?
Yeah, but that's a different story.
Okay,
but
so the other La Parka is still alive. The one that took over.
Yes, he's still alive, I believe. I could be wrong. I'm
unless
not 100%.
It's reversed.
So anyway, so it's the nephew of La Parka or La Park who is now, they did a whole ceremony and they rose him from the dead. So now he's wrestling in AAA.
Because there's like three of them. There's like Super Parker, LA Park Jr., L. E. Holder, LA Park.
Let's go back to the match. So anyway, I really liked it. Really good high fly. Mm-hmm. Great stuff. Great storytelling. Obviously, you knew Grande was going to win. I thought it was going to be the... I thought this was going to lead to like something bigger with Rey, but obviously that's out the window now. So I don't know.
Maybe Phoenix's brother coming out or something and reuniting the tag team.
I thought about that, but the only thing
those
is
those guys against the machine guns. That's something we should see.
But here's the thing, though: you can't do that now because Grande's partner be?
Grande's partner?
Yeah, because if you're going to do a tag team with them, right?
Oh no, I mean get them away from Grande. Just do Just do the dragon guy.
Dragon Lee must be pissed right now.
They're bringing in all these top guys.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Dragon Lee is just like, I'm supposed to be Rey Mysterio's next guy.
You know
guy.
Who you bring in for El Grande Americana?
Who?
You resurrect another non-Luke show, put him behind a mask.
Who?
El Generico.
Oh, wow.
I thought they should have did that gimmick first. I thought he should have had the gimmick. The guy that's like, it's him pretending not to be Sami Zayn. That would have worked.
That would have been awesome. Yeah. It'd be awesome if El Generico comes
out. Because I always said they should do the Miss America gimmick, but with somebody else, I was like, El Generico would have worked.
Yeah. So, Rey Fenix, unfortunately, did not win. And
with
I feel bad.
Metal piece to
to the vet, which I think was great.
I love that they bring that. That's like very old school.
That is old school as hell. And I
loaded mask.
Yeah, I love it. And the only thing that I didn't like about that match was that Rey Fenix should not have lost this early at WrestleMania, and he did have 12 hours. And I get it, but it was it is what it is.
It's better than not being on the card at all.
Exactly. It should have been Dragon Lee. It should have been Dragon Lee, but no one's going to... With all the stuff that Dragon Lee's absolutely been buried in, I'm sorry, bro. Like, I feel bad for that guy. Every time he gets his feet in the door and he goes, wait, here's Rey Mysterio's young protege, the next biggest luchador. Cut at the knees, bro. Here's freaking La Parka. I'm not La Parka, Penta. Yes. And then here comes Rey Fenix. And you're like, dude, what am I doing
here?
What
am I doing? So, and then here comes all of AAA.
Hey, here comes
just marched the door.
Get out of here, right?
Get like stomping him. It's like when Mo gets stomped in his head.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be happy with a little more trampling.
Exactly. So now on to the first title match of the singles one was of the women's of the only one on the card. Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair.
Oh, yes.
Meg, I love Charlotte Flair.
Dude, what'd you think about the match?
They both look the same.
R.I.P. Ric Flair. I just want to say, and I love how...
He's still alive, by the way, Susie.
Is that the second time I've done that?
Yeah. Oh, this is multiple times.
Mandela
you tell people
Flair.
Dead. Yeah.
It's Flair.
Rick, I don't know why I always think you're dead. I am so sorry. You
Hogan
are going to live, everybody.
Him and Hogan going to be the last two.
Last two.
Like George Burns.
Loser dies,
17 cigars a day. Outlives everyone.
Give me what you think about the match.
So I thought the match was really fun. I love how a lot of the drama surrounds her family.
Yep.
That's like my favorite part about like her.
You love that family drama.
Yeah. I love the family drama.
Here for the team.
Dysfunction.
I think she's been an idol for like ever. So I remember she's been wrestling since like a kid, I think.
She's been around for like about 2012, 13. I think she started coming around.
She's been at Flair's matches.
Yeah,
you see her at WCW.
Yeah, she's at WCW. She was cheering on David.
Yes.
Thank God he's not around.
Yeah. But I thought it was really fun.
What'd you think about Tiffany?
Tiffy
So first of all, Charlotte Flair won, right?
I'm
thinking about the right match.
Nope.
No,
Tiffy won.
Tiffany won. Title.
Tiffany was the champion. They did look alike.
They did. They both wore the same outfits. The second time they did that.
Gonna, So that's one thing I wanted to
bring up. I
was going to
say, yeah, so.
That's why I got confused on who won, because they looked so much, they looked so similar. And it's funny that they have such a beef, but yet they mimic each other.
Yeah.
Reminds me of like Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez. You know how they like to copy each other. But I thought that match was... I thought that match was really, really fun. I enjoyed it. It was entertaining, and I loved the women's. I'm just sad that Ronda Rousey didn't make like a cameo. That's it.
Good. Keep her away from wrestling. Screw her.
No, bring her back to wrestling.
Yeah, all right. What did you think about the match?
It was okay.
Yeah.
It's just they have to stop dressing alike. Because they did it for the promo, too. Remember they did the black lace thing one time?
And then the next week on Raw, Stratton comes out dressed like Flair with the neck thing and everything. I'm like, wait, what the hell?
The
one thing I didn't like about this match was Charlotte Flair was being Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair was sandbagging. Tiffy a lot.
I thought that was planned because Tiffy says it in a ring, I think. She says something like Sam. Someone says sandbag in a ring. I don't know if it was their match. Someone mentioned that word. I remember hearing it in a match.
Yeah, but anyway, it was a
Sounds
fact.
Dirty.
It basically happens is you're not helping your opponent by getting up on their shoulders.
You just got to lift their dead weight.
You're holding their weight down. Yeah, you're holding their weight down to make you look bad. Yeah. So basically, that's what happened a lot. And I think Charlotte was really wrong in that match, just like she was in everything else, because she tries to make herself look like she's better by making other people look bad.
I think their whole thing, they're playing it up.
No, they weren't. Because I've seen her do this before to Becky Lynch. I've seen her do it to Bayley. I've seen her do it to freaking, what's it called?
Asuka? No, not Asuka.
No,
she
not
likes,
Asuka.
She likes Asuka.
I can't, who'd she wrestle?
Rhea?
Yeah, Rhea Ripley. Yeah. There you go. So she used to do it to Rhea, and Rhea was just like, crack. And then she was like, all right, I'm not going to do that anymore. So I think the match was very like inconsistent at times.
Yeah.
But I felt like it was a good enough match for television. And again, I felt like Tiffy definitely winning was a good punishment to Flair to keep her mouth shut. Because whenever she's on a microphone, she has to like try and like, she has to like not just top people.
Yeah.
She has to try and she tops people. She doesn't play the role of the heel who's gonna talk shit to you.
Yeah.
She's gonna sit there and just like completely like, I'm gonna bury you in ways that like everyone knows it. My
she's
dad.
Pretty much 2002 Triple H.
Basically, yeah.
She's Reign of Terror Triple H.
Right yeah. So that was something that really pissed me off, and I got really pissed off about that. What's it called? Now for the main event, Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns versus CM Punk.
Yes.
God, Roman Reigns, I'm always gonna have a crush on
What'd you.
I thought it was fantastic. I'm sorry, but I'm so biased. Towards Roman Reigns. I love when he body slams. I just love it when he bodies.
Gotcha. You're wet. We get it.
I'm going to pass the mic.
He's
but
your tribal chief.
You, Roman
we get
Reigns.
It.
Call
What'd you think?
Me.
Funny thing is, into the buildup, I didn't really care too much for the match.
Yeah.
They're fighting over Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
It's like,
Now, that's the thing that really kind of aggravated me.
And there's nothing on the line. This should be a number one contendership or something.
Well, that's what I feel like it's going to be.
I thought this should have been a main event. It's all, the whole purpose of this main event was to give CM Punk his main event. That's what it felt
and,
like.
And that's what the thing was. And I get it, right? But the only thing that really pissed me off was the fact that, this is going to sound so petty.
What?
It was the fact that they named what was going to happen on SmackDown or Raw, whatever the hell.
Oh, when he says you owe me a favor, that thing.
That's it. That's it.
But that's not foreshadowing.
That blew the spot for me.
Yeah.
That wasn't foreshadowing.
Happen.
That was.
Spoiler. Vicious.
That was just ruining the story. Whoever wrote that needs to be fired. And I'm
but
telling you,
that's
I'm,
not a prediction.
Listen to me.
It's
no,
a spoiler.
No, shut up. Listen. This is what I'm saying. Whoever wrote that spot on SmackDown where CM Punk, I mean, Paul Heyman went for the, was going to be stomped, and then he didn't, Seth Rollins didn't go for the stomp, and then he said, you owe me a favor. You blew it. You suck at your job. I don't care.
That was going to happen.
That ruined everything. Because now you have Roman Reigns and CM Punk looking stupid because they just said in front of the guy on camera, in front of everybody, everybody knew that the turn was happening and that was it. We didn't expect the first one. Yeah, CM Punk. Okay. But then I was like, he's going to turn on this now because
you could tell
it was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
You are stupid.
Yeah.
You are a stupid person who wrote that. I don't care who you are, where you've been,
and
whatever.
Even in the match, they made
stupid.
It obvious when he's pointing at him, like, look over there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, look, you just gave it away.
Yeah.
And that, oh my God, like that could have been such a beautiful moment.
Uh-huh.
But so many of us read that as, oh, you owe me a favor. Okay, they're going to WrestleMania. He's going to turn on everybody.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you turned your best friend on, not getting your head stomped in. Bro, come on. You're getting punched all over the place. Even Paul Heyman, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Be like, if he's supposed to be this, oh, you didn't crush my head, blah, 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 blah. Now he goes, oh, yeah, we're going to work together as a team. Why?
It
should have been just the story.
Plan they had.
It should have been just a play up of, I'm going to turn my back on you,
yes.
Not you owe me a favor. Because now it looks weak. Like you just turned in fair weather not even that, dude. It was just, it was so much crap in that one segment that I literally went, they just blew it. They just showed everybody. Again, I don't care. You can come out here and sit in one of these chairs right now and tell me to my face why that made sense. Anybody, anybody on the planet, anybody that works there, I'm telling you right now, I am not perfect. I am not amazing. I am not someone that's going to be on television forever in my life. But I'll tell you right now, if I was there, I would have never done that because that was just bad. It was bad writing, bad decision-making, everything. And I'm pissed. I'm sorry I'm pissed. But
and like, what sucks about that is even the next night, you could at least further explain it.
Yeah.
And said, like, we had this in the works for a minute.
Yeah,
we could have did something like that.
But not even if it works for a minute because now you just blew it by saying, oh, this is the moment that this is the moment this makes you turn on two people that you were best friends over, not getting kicked in the head.
No, no, but I'm saying it, you could change the reasoning and say, like, that's not really it.
All right.
It's more than that.
Picking it back up, we're going to go back to night two, the beginning of night two, which obviously was eclipsing night one.
Yeah,
it was so much better storytelling. Uh-huh. There were flaws, which I'll get to later on. This is something that absolutely pissed me the hell off. And it was so good. But if you
did, it was a match I fast forwarded, honestly.
No, I like this match. The women's match.
It was a match.
We'll talk about that later.
That one was
Io Sky. Defeats Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley.
I like that match.
Bianca took the pin, which was really kind
of
shocking.
I thought she was going to stack both of them, honestly, to make Io look good because she was the underdog in the third wheel and overlooked.
I thought it was going to be a triple spot where she pins both of them and they're both like, what the hell?
Stacked them, that whole thing.
Not even really stacked them, double sunset flip or something like that.
Double
over the moon. She hits both of them, 1, 2, 3. Uh-huh. She pins both of them. And I would have been like, hey, listen, after all the times of them pushing her off, she pinned both of them and that would have been perfect. Even this was a great match. Yeah. I love this match. Io coming off the top with the freaking moonsault, cracking Bianca. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But what was the setup? Because Rhea hit Bianca with the finish. But then how did Io take out Rhea?
Io was on top. She hit her head on the post. Uh-huh. And then Bianca picked up Rhea and then somehow reversed into something. However it was.
Because I know Rhea finished Bianca and was about to pin her and then Io
came off the top of him and then 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
But she took out Rhea somehow.
She hit her with the moonsault. Then she hit
Rhea too?
She hit Rhea with the moonsault on top of Bianca.
Oh, okay.
And then Rhea just kind of went, ow, rolled out of the way.
All right, Bianca kind of adds to almost like a stat because it's like, it shows you took out both of them.
Exactly,
you pinned one, but you still took out.
Exactly.
Took one out and took the other.
It would have been awesome if she pinned out both of them.
Yeah,
but,
I hope was going to happen.
What'd you think?
I thought it was really fun. I like when they... Is that what you call tag teaming?
No. It was just triple threats. It means three people in the ring at the same time.
Okay. For themselves. Okay. So that's what I was curious because it was... Tell me, it was Bianca?
Yes. Io Sky. She was the champion. And Rhea.
And Rhea. No, Io Sky was a champion. Rhea, that wasn't her only fight. That wasn't her only match.
That was her only match, yes.
That was her only match?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was in the beginning of night two. I do remember that.
You're thinking of Liv Morgan. They do kind of look alike a little bit, gothy kind of. So
wrestling, I think this same is
fashion. Good. Also, Rhea Ripley came out with the hot. I don't know if she was doing it on purpose, but she came out like the Batman Who Laughs.
That's what it looked like.
I loved her opening.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit.
Yes, I've seen it. That's the first thing I thought of when I saw it. But then it went more to the top.
Yeah.
It flips. I don't know if it flipped up or not.
No, she took off as like a crown kind of thing. So,
but it did look just like Batman Who Laughs.
What'd you think?
It was really fun. It was really fun. They did a lot of jumps off of the ropes.
Yeah.
Which, like, I really loved. It was so entertaining. Go, woman power.
You love the acrobatics?
They were like Sailor Moon. It was like watching Sailor Moon, which I really enjoyed. I do think too many of you look alike, and I'm sorry, but it's very confusing for somebody that's new into wrestling. But I thought it was really fun.
Yeah. All right. So going on to the next match, we're not running out of time, but we're close. The four-way for the Intercontinental Championship, which I love being defended at WrestleMania.
Yeah, wait.
It's like the core for me of being defended. It's like, remember that time of year, that time frame where there was like no inter titles being defended? Uh-huh. And I was pissed over that.
Because
like,
even a women's Intercontinental title wasn't defended.
Exactly.
She was in a tag match.
She was in a tag match, which is I was going to bring up that point. It's like, why the hell are you going to have her? You're going to have somebody else in that match?
Yeah, at least have her lose that belt before she...
Well, not even lose the belt. Bro, you'd have to have the belt on the line. Like, you could have sat there and just, what's it called?
She could have had two matches.
Exactly. She could have had two matches. Like, yeah, whatever.
Lose the tag titles impromptu.
You could have, also, Chelsea Green.
Uh-huh.
Sorry you were not at WrestleMania. Right. Really pissed. You carried the women's division. And not just because you're McAdorna's wife, who I think is also awesome, Matt. I know you very well.
She would have been great with the Secret Herbis.
Oh, my God, bro. I'm so pissed they weren't on the show. So, anyway, we're going to get past that. We made our peace with that. That next year, how about you put the other titles on the line, which was the women who were on television working their asses off.
But I actually fast forward to the finish of the IC match.
Yeah, that's right. That's fine. There was a lot. It was a big match. Obviously, the story was Dominic and Finn going against each other.
Yes.
know, Penta maybe getting his first title, Braun defending his title. There's a lot going on because people want to see Penta win the title, which is fair. The only thing is, like, I'll say this. Hey, WWE, coming close. You do realize that you did the same finish in two matches. Dominic coming off the top rope, same way that Io Sky did and got the pin.
Oh, the stolen pin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Same exact way.
Yeah.
So how about this? Obviously, it was WrestleMania. Some people didn't notice that, and that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. But my whole thing is this. That kind of took away from the match for me because I just go, hey, I already just saw that. And in the back of my head, you always think you never copy the same finish that someone else just did right before your match.
Even in the indies, you know how to do that. Everyone's asking, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. Okay, bro, I'm going to do that too. No, you're not. But I'm going to do it first, and it's going to look 1,000 times better. Now, here's the thing. The crowd popped, so that's good, you know. But for me, this isn't over. Again, Dominic Mysterio winning the match, great match. I think it was there wasn't much storytelling besides Dominic and what's it called? Uh-huh. So they were working together at some parts, and then Dominic just went, I got an opportunity. Goes for the drop kick, 619, Finn catches him. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Turns into a screw on Finn. It was good. It was honestly good. But again, the finish. Finn hits the freaking coup de grace. Freaking Dominic comes in with the freaking frog splash. 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, like we just saw this. You know, like, okay, maybe left hand's not talking to the right hand. Whatever. But the only point is that, again, that kind of took me out of it for a little bit. That was something I didn't like.
Yeah.
Which is not the only time it happened during WrestleMania.
Because they don't have a Pat Patterson
exactly. So on to the next match. Randy Orton beats Joe Hendry.
Yes.
I liked the match. I liked the atmosphere. I liked Randy Orton. Who's going to be? Joe Hendry. Uh-huh. Awesome. Only problem is he's the TNA World Champion, for Christ's sakes. You really couldn't find anybody else in the back. Because this was a big F you to TNA. Sorry. Yes, it was. I don't give a shit what anybody says. This was screw TNA. We're going to sit there and make them look worse than NXT. No, bro. This
ECW champions used to lose on the big stage.
That's different, though. That's different. ECW, there was legitimacy. These guys were like.
Yeah, but they would lose once they got to the big stage.
But here's the thing, though. Joe Hendry isn't legitimized yet. He's just on TNA. I hate saying it. He's on TNA doing great things. Now, guess what? He has to go back to TNA and go, hey, listen, I'm still an up-and-coming star. He's not someone like Taz or Tommy Dreamer going to WWE who were established for years. Uh-huh. Joe Hendry is just starting his title reign, and now he loses to Randy Orton and then gets RKO'd again. Bro, you know what this reminds me of?
They shouldn't have done that part.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know why? Because you know what that exactly reminded you of?
What?
Jeff Jarrett beating Danny B. Stevern on Monday Night Raw when he won the NWA title. Oh, remember that? Wow. And then Austin comes out and gives him the stunner and just kills him right there.
Yeah.
That was all of that right there. Uh-huh. Done. Out the window. No one gives a crap about the guy getting his ass kicked like that as a champion. Bro, imagine if they had Cody Rhodes go out there and wrestle him and then that happened to him. No, that would have looked absolutely horrible, but they did it with someone else's belt. That's where I feel that's a disrespect. You know who it should have been? Ethan Page. It should have been somebody else. It could have been any.
But maybe they wanted to go with a surprise factor. So Ethan Page.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
That would have got a pop.
He comes out and starts talking crap about them. It could have been anybody. It could have been Moose. Austin Theory. Bro, it could have been both of them. Yeah. It could have been both of them back to back. There was so much creative freeway there, and they just went, oh, let's make TNA look like a third-rate brand. And that's exactly what they did.
Here's what they should have done. Take away the whole surprise element from Orton's match. Nick Aldis comes out of retirement. They fight.
That's what it should have been.
Joe Hendry should have just had a separate match.
Yeah,
Joe Hendry should have. He's somebody else's surprise opponent. You know what it should have done? Take Dirty Dom out of that IC match. Dirty Dom has a surprise opponent. It's Joe Hendry. Joe Hendry wins. Beats Dirty Dom.
Yeah, that's cool. Because I can see that happening because now Dom's defeated streak continues on. He never won at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So that's what it should have been, but that's just me.
I know.
So moving on, next match. This match I actually did like. Logan Paul versus AJ Styles. Now,
okay, I did watch that with the
we'll get to this later on, but there was something that happened in that match that I liked, and then later on in the show I didn't like, but I'll tell you why later on. So
okay,
Logan Paul, he's legitimizing himself, the whole Karen Cross thing. He comes out, that's fun. Yes. I just felt like Karen Cross could have been used better instead of stopping the guy. He could have like hit the guy. There was no physicality on his part. He could have just sat there and cracked that guy. It's like, look what they tried doing you to AJ. I helped you out. Yeah. I saved you. I used physicality. It could have been that whole entire thing. And for me, Karen Cross is 100% the future of that company. I don't care what.
Especially if you caught that shoot.
Honestly,
I was like, be that guy. Don't be the dark, spooky guy.
Exactly,
be that guy.
Exactly. Don't be the hourglass guy. Your wife is smoking hot. You got that on you.
I always said this about Karen Cross. Rip off Shane Douglas and Francine.
Yes. Yes. Rip off
Shane Douglas and Francine.
That is. Hell,
bring in Bronson Reed as your Bam Bam.
Yes.
Bronson Reed, your Bam Bam. Rip off Triple Threat.
Exactly.
Get a third guy.
Who could be the Just Incredible?
You mean Candido?
Was it Candido?
Triple Threat.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You're right.
It could be Candido. It's got to be somebody kind of Weasley that can take pins. That could be Austin Theory or Grayson Waller.
Yeah, you know, give me both of them.
Yeah, have a four-man group.
Exactly. So now, going forward, that match, again, one of his little stooges comes in with the brass knuckles. Yes. He tries to get it. Karrion Kross stops him. AJ do the right thing. AJ does the right thing. Takes the brass knucks, throws him. Goes inside the ring. Boom, 1, 2, 3. Now he loses. Now he looks like an idiot.
Yeah.
But, again, I get it. You're trying to build AJ as a babyface. The next night he comes out and says, again, the story being told to you later on, was it a fill-in? I don't know. But Logan Paul was basically, like, which is really weird, too. Like, he doesn't have his prime stuff there anymore.
There was some prime stuff.
But what's not in the middle of the ring anymore?
No, because you know what they had in the middle of the ring?
What?
Fatal Fury.
Oh, yeah, they did. They were doing this noise thing,
because it came out the next day.
Yeah. So I think it was a good match. I don't want to rate it. Like, I'm going to give that 5 mustaches, you know? Like
5.5 mustaches.
Screw you, Menzer. what are you going to do? Come after me, bros? Whatever. What's it called? The next match, the tag team match, Lia Valkyrie, versus Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez.
Mystery opponent.
I think they got it wrong. I think Liv and what's called should have retained.
Yes.
And then the heel turn. Because next night on Monday Night Raw, heel turn. That made no sense.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, I get it. You came back. I come back. I come to help you out and I lose. Bro, if you're going to do that, have them lose. That was Becky just going, I got to beat somebody. Yeah. That big time Bex.
The company saying, she's just coming back. She has to beat them.
Yeah. Absolutely not. Because now she loses on the biggest stage of it all. Yeah. That makes sense. Uh-huh. Hey, listen, I just won last night, the biggest stage of them all. But I'm going to blame you for the loss.
Like you ruined my comeback.
Yeah. No, you did it, dumbass. You should have done it on the biggest stage of them all because that makes it more important.
Yep.
That makes the heel turn more probable. Uh-huh. Yeah, you lost the titles, blah, 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 blah. I get it. But now the night of WrestleMania and losing the titles versus having the titles and then losing them, you're an idiot. Like, it's like.
Because you still had a partner that you won with, so you know she has value.
Exactly. That's my point.
You can win them back.
Yeah, you can win them back. You just get another title match, you know? But now you sit there and turn on her. You shouldn't have had that in the first place. Uh-huh. And now you completely dismiss them as a tag team because now you break them up and then the run for her title comes into play. Oh, my God. And again, I know I say sometimes, I even said it here before, hey, listen, you know, WrestleMania is usually the end of things. But if you're going to do a comeback and then have a heel turn, you want to have the people have that comeback moment. Yeah, that's great and everything. But think about the great moment of her just turning bad guy again. And just beating the crap out of Valkyrie, cracking her with the belt or something like that, you know? Hey, listen, there you go. That's your story. But again, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. I just didn't like it, them losing the title. I hate flip-flop titles like that. Yeah. It just demeans the titles.
Yeah.
Because now, like, you're able to lose them.
Especially
but
the night after.
The night after?
Yeah. At least save it for the next pay-per-view or something.
Yeah. So on to the big one, ladies and gentlemen, which... Yes.
John Cena, are we about to talk about
We are.
Yes, we are.
I'm sorry, he was the highlight of the evening.
What'd you think?
Man you can't see.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I love him. When I tell you I love him, I really do love him. When he comes up on the ropes. So for me, it's like their character work that's like the most fun. And when he hops on those ropes with his like arms up and he's still in like the best shape ever. And
he does look a lot better in shape. You can tell he's hitting
really
like
good.
Yeah. He does look almost as pale as Sheamus now, though.
Yeah, I know.
I knew he was going to win. Everybody knew he was going to win.
I actually didn't know.
No, actually, people
did
it.
Get out of here. He was going to win.
Here's my theory. Not my theory, but here's my view on it. Cena was the only guy to beat Cody. That's it. There was nobody else that could legitimately beat Cody after what he did last year at WrestleMania.
Uh-huh.
So having him lose the belt at Mania made a perfect sense. Because I said it here before.
A year-long run.
I don't feel like I said it here, but maybe I should say it here. This is my official lock-in for John Cena's career for the rest of the year. What's going to happen is that John Cena, and he did it, And I said this before. I have it on my Facebook and everything like that, and our Facebook here, I think. What's going to happen is that John Cena is, I almost called exactly what was going to happen. He's going to say, I have this amount of time left. Let's see who can beat me. No one's going to be able to beat me. Orton came out. Yes. I knew it was going to be somebody. I didn't think it was going to be Orton.
Yeah, me neither.
I thought it was going to be somebody because now it's awesome. Now you have the flip-flop of their of the whole entire story.
Hopefully Orton catches up to his title, right?
Yeah. But anyway, so now what's going to happen is that Cena's going to sit there and beat Orton at Backlash. Yeah. He's going to wrestle somebody else at maybe Survivor Series, whatever the hell else comes after next. And then he's going to beat somebody else and he's going to go, who's left? And it's going to be somebody who's... I think it's going to be somebody, they're going to give a young guy the money in the bank maybe, or they're going to have something where like John Cena goes, I'm going to give you a mercy killing. I'm going to give you one last chance to beat me for the title. And I pick you. And it's going to be one guy.
Yeah.
Not so much he's going to point him out in the middle of the stage or whatever, but someone's going to come out and be like, okay, you know what? I'll be nice. I'll give you one last shot. And it builds. That's the person.
It'll be L.A. Knight.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, it should be somebody new because it should be somebody that they build up for the rest of the year and go, hey, you can't beat me. I can beat you. This is going to be my last chance, and I'm leaving here as champion. The whole CM Punk angle where he left as champion, blowing a kiss and everything like that. I don't think Cena is going to win that last match, and he loses. And now that guy is the guy who beat John Cena in his last match.
You know who it should be, but he has a belt already?
Who?
Should be Jay. He's the guy that eliminated him from the Rumble.
That is true.
I was thinking was that, like, Cena wasn't going to win the title, and he was going to challenge Jay for another title. Because that would have still counted towards his win
if he beat Jay. I think Jay should just stay away from that whole entire thing unless he loses the title. I think
Jay's going to probably fight Rollins next, maybe.
Yeah, maybe Rollins and takes that belt, and then Jay, and then Cena, and then blah, blah, blah. You know, maybe Jay and Cena, maybe at Survivor Series or something like that, or whatever last pay-per-view. But I think Jay would be one of the guys that he beats to go, like, I'm the top champion.
Yeah, I think Cena should go to... champion at the Rumble, even though he's supposed to leave December 30, whatever.
Yeah, it's the last year, and that should be his last match.
It should be Royal Rumble, though.
I know, but you can't now.
That way, it's like a
now you just even though everybody.
It's a little bit more in a year, it's still it
yeah,
caps
I know.
It
but,
off.
But now it's you have to because now you can sit there and say, "Oh, I can just extend it again." So you, it shouldn't be that extension. True. You can't have that extension and then be like, "Oh, well, you just be like I'm just going to extend it again."
Because you could say the extension should be a day before the Rumble. That's how you remember. That's how Money in the Bank works. It's a year.
Yeah.
A year before the next.
Now,
one.
Also, it could be the Money in the Bank winner who wins it, and then that person gets the rub of beating Cena.
Could be Jacob Fatu.
Yeah, I know, right? It should be somebody. No, here's what I think is going to happen with Jacob Fatu and Roman Reigns. I think what's going to happen is we're going to get the whole entire the bloodline. It's going to be Jimmy. It's going to be Jay. It's going to be
Solo,
and it's going to be Roman. And it's going to be them versus Seth, Braun, and two other people that they put into that group.
Yeah.
So I think there's still two more people. I think we're going to get a complete evolution thing.
Maybe Jacob might
people
align
with People have been talking
Heyman.
About it online.
Maybe
I've
seen Jacob will align with Heyman.
No, here's the thing. I think everyone's getting it wrong. Me personally. What? This is what I think is going to happen. It's going to be Braun. It's going to be Seth. Becky's going to join because she's going to be Stephanie.
Yeah, that's right.
She's going to be Stephanie. Paul Heyman's already Flair, but he doesn't wrestle. So you need two guys to have a match.
Yes.
So maybe Punk gets involved in this, and Punk is like the fourth man or fifth man. We got a 5-on-5 Survivor Series.
Yes.
But also, I think it's going to be somebody from NXT who's going to be the new Orton. So I think we might get, what's it called? Bron Breakker, Seth, and who's who I really think? Ethan Page.
Yes.
I think Ethan Page is perfect. Or Ricky Saints.
Yo,
he would be perfect as a new Orton.
Or both of them could work. They could be Orton and Batista.
Exactly. Well, no, Bron's going to be Batista.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So I think we might just get a super evolution, whatever. So we might get like another guy because you need that fourth member for Survivor Series. So maybe a fifth man, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe Paul Heyman takes a tag. But yeah, that's my view on what's going to happen with that whole entire thing. Now, again, with Cena, back to what I was saying before. Remember the whole entire recycle finish thing that happened?
Yes.
The same exact thing happened with Paul Logan and AJ Styles.
Oh, the Nux.
The Nux were the title because guess who came out, which is the one thing that irritated me more than anything. Travis Scott. Yeah. Last year, Cody Rhodes came out there and beat up the entire bloodline, got his neck snapped three different times, solo spiked, you name it, whatever. He got shot in the face and he still kicked out. Travis Scott was the downfall of the story. Are you effing kidding me? And I'll tell you this right now. Someone prove to me that I'm wrong when I say this. This aggravates me when I say bad production. He was 100% supposed to be the Rock spot. And the Rock said, screw this place. I'm not doing it.
Screw you guys. I'm going to Hawaii.
Basically. There was no reason for The Rock not to be there. This is his company. This
He's
is his plan.
Moana too.
Exactly.
And he brings in a lot of revenue.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They had shirts there. I don't know if you saw this.
Part owner.
They had a meme where
finally The Rock is back in Las Vegas.
I'm like, bro, you said screw these people. Yes. And I don't care, bro. That is garbage. Uh-huh. That is absolute garbage that you sat there and put in that ring. Travis Scott is not a threat. You just put him out there because Cody Rhodes got his eardrum busted or whatever the hell happened to him. And then you sat there and had him just get his ass kicked for his little receipt. I get it. But here's the whole thing. That should not have cost him the match because he sat there and tossed in the title. What did Cody Rhodes do? Just like AJ Styles. Oh, I'm not going to do this because I'm the good guy. Bro, I'm like, you just did this twice.
Yeah.
Like, now I know your production is in hell. Your people are not talking to each other. Screw you if you don't like that. I'm sorry, but I am 100% right. Yeah. You do not know what you're doing.
You're when
you
do the same thing. Separate brand things too serious. Like, do you really have different teams on each brand?
That's what I'm saying.
And they're not talking to each other.
There's no way that you could convince me that people went, oh, I'm going to use that finish too. Hey, high five. Finish Brothers. You know what I mean? Like,
it was probably the same brand. Did he bring out Brass Ducks or anything, too?
No, he brought out the title.
Oh, I thought Travis might have had
the title. He had the title.
Oh,
okay. And he said, hit me. Go ahead, hit me. Yeah. Cody Rhodes, I'm going to do it. Blah, blah, blah. Kick to the nuts. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is horrible storytelling. Yeah. Whoever's responsible for that, listen, you have a job. I don't. Whatever. But I know 100% in my heart, and there's people who are going to agree with me, I'm right. And people will say, well, you know, if you're WWE, whatever you do, wrestling. Screw you. Yeah. I am a person who knows right from wrong. I have worked on movie sets before, television sets, and they are super anal about stuff like that.
Basic storytelling.
It's basic storytelling, bro. Like, it was the same finish from the same night. Last time, they at least put it like in between night one and night two with the women's match and freaking Dominic Mysterio's win. Okay, that's fine, I guess, you know? But now at the top of it, you're going to put the same match, a match in between where they did the same exact finish.
I would at least went for like, do the Austin Rock thing, multiple shots with the belt or something. Multiple, like, put him down.
Exactly.
Multiple cheer shots, then, something.
If you're going to have Travis Scott go out there, Travis Scott hits a freaking low blow, whatever, then he gets out of the ring. Uh-huh. That would have been more believable than, like, I'm going to take the belt and do this. I got to protect pro wrestling from you, but no, I'm not going to do it like that. Here's the belt. I'm going to turn around and get kicked in the nuts.
He looked dumb.
Oh, my God.
And then they
God.
Wonder why sometimes Cody gets booed.
and that wonder why Cody gets booed, because you bury him like crap. Yeah. Remember last year, WrestleMania Night 1, Cody got pinned. You can see the fatigue, mental fatigue on Cody Rhodes when he had to lay down in that ring. He was like, I want to get up and just kick this son of a bitch right in the face.
Yeah.
Bro, you could see it on Cody. I'm sorry. I love you, bro. I'm being dead serious. I met you a handful of times. We've had very small conversations back in the day. But, dude, I'm being telling you right now, bro, I can see it in your heart that you were like, this is the stupidest thing in the world, and you were a corporate guy, and you a good soldier, and you did the right thing. But, bro, I'm telling you right now, I could see the same exact tense in your body that when you were just laying there, when The Rock's hitting the people's elbow, that's what beat their future champion. I saw it last night when you laid down.
Well, it's the people's elbow.
Probably elbow's going to be whatever.
It's the people's elbow. Yeah. He's gathering power. Yeah, exactly. It's like a spirit bomb.
It's a spirit bomb, but in the elbow. So what's it called? I saw the same exact way you were laying down there. You were just like, just pin me and get this over with. I'm
pin
out.
Pin me, pay me.
Exactly. Pin me, pay me, bro.
One, two, three for life.
And I'm sorry, dude. I know you. This is. I hope this reaches your ears, and somebody's going to say, screw this guy. He doesn't. We're talking about, but this podcast sucks. Well, sorry, dude. I'm sorry. You cannot tell me that repeating the same exact thing and burying your guy who carried your company, and you treat him like such crap that the people turned on him because you allowed Cena to go out there and cut that promo on him and made him look like a jerk off, because that is textbook John Cena. And I hate Cena for that, because that's the most Hogan ass thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's right,
where you take somebody that people love and you purposely make him look bad to make yourself like, oh, I got this guy. Look at me. I said the funny words. That's what you do. That's what you do when you're not the guy on top. And that, I'm being so serious when I say, like, I was frustrated beyond all words, because Cody Rhodes has no shot at the title right now. He's neutered. Neutered. And he pushed out by Orton.
He has a shot still.
Yeah. I think Cody might be the last guy. They should have at least injured him or something like that. So he comes back and he's the last guy to face Cena.
Yes.
Something like that. Hey, that's just me. But again,
Even though I didn't like Cody as the top guy anyway.
Yeah.
You don't know why?
Why?
He was out of the company for a while, and then he comes back and gets shot to the top.
That's fine.
You can say it's not, because anything that you say is unfair to Cody that other bigger stars are doing, you can say Cody is unfair to these other guys.
Yeah, but remember, who wanted Cody at the top last year? They were supposed to be rocking Roman, and the crowd literally went, "We want Cody."
No, I mean, no, but remember how he first came back when he he was promised that on his comeback. That was one of the rumors. He was promised the title.
Of course, I would too. I'm like, I'm not coming back unless I get the title.
So he's just ahead of Rollins and a lot of guys.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
And those are the guys who held it down while he was gone.
Yeah, but But the whole thing was Seth was the bad guy at the time, and he was against Roman. But it wouldn't work with Roman because I feel like they were too in Cena where they just did so much together that you needed someone to go in there and break it up, which was Cody. So, remember, everyone was like, oh, I hate Roman. Yes. The fans are fickle. I totally get it.
Fickle. Remember, and one night they booed Cody, then he won him back in a minute.
Exactly. And he won him back because they're like, he's going to beat Cena. And the thing with Cena is that he's doing the whole tongue-in-cheek stuff, and I like it.
Wait, what tongue-in-cheek stuff?
Like, he's just in there, he's saying, like, stuff around production. Like, you fans, like, you go out here and you boo me. It's like, this is the stuff he would love to say to people before he goes. And he's right, and 100%, like, you know. But the only problem is that I'm not going to say you're not going to get him over. You're just going to get an instant reaction. Because now people, all the smart marks, all the fat kids who live in their parents' basements eating Cheetos all day, they're going to sit there and go, oh, look, he's addressing me. And that's what they want. Yes. They want to be addressed.
He acknowledged me.
Exactly. Basically, that's what it is. He just, and
you know who stops Cena, who takes the title?
Who?
R-Truth. the guy who looked up to him since childhood.
If he doesn't beat up John Cena, if he doesn't beat up R-Truth at least once during this, the whole entire heel turn is worthless. Worthless, because that's how you make him heal. Everyone loves
Cody. Has a little running gag behind the scenes with R-Truth, because I think
R-Truth pinned him so many times.
Yeah, he's never beat R-Truth
either. So, all right. Wow, we went good. We just about to hit 1 hour exactly. Oh, baby. A little over. 1 minute over. 2 minutes over. So,
Wait, you know what match we didn't talk about?
Which one?
It's the same one I fast-forwarded.
What?
Damian Priest, the street fight.
Oh.
That's the same match I fast-forwarded. You forgot about it, too.
I did. I have it in my notes. We just because that happens when we start talking. We get wrapped up in stuff.
Match.
Yeah. I have it here first too. Who? Street fight versus McIntyre.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, it was a throwaway match, man. Yes. That was a Monday Night Raw match that I've seen before, I'm pretty sure. But again, I like both of those guys. I really love what Priest is doing. I love what McIntyre is doing. Yes. But the kick to the head in the end with the Claymore with the chair, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, the match, I'm sorry. I just
think here's what I think was supposed to happen. I think that, like, the triple threat match with Punk, Rollins, and Roman probably wasn't supposed to be in that.
No.
The way they were setting it up, it seemed more like Drew would have probably been in there. Like, I'm talking about, like, if you go months earlier, they probably had plans to have those three because they were all feuded.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Rock, we was probably supposed to get Rock Roman at some point.
Yeah, and which we're never going to get.
We were probably supposed to get that this year.
Yeah.
That's probably what the plans were probably before Rumble, maybe.
Yeah.
Going up into Rumble might have been a
plan. I'm sorry, if The Rock is saying he didn't want to show up if The Rock did not want to show up not to take the light off of Cena and Cody, I think that's a load of crap. Dope. Bro, you think too highly of yourself and...
almost running someone over in the barricade.
Yeah, that's not even talking about. Okay, let's talk about that. Austin hit somebody with the barricade. Sorry, we're all over the place. He was on his ATV.
Probably drunk.
Bro, I'm telling you right now. Do you know the story about the kid in the green shirt? Who's in the front row? So here's the thing. I remember
this. He's the guy that's always there?
Yeah. You know why he's always there?
Why?
Because he gets timekeeper privileges. And bro, someone told me about this. I can't say who told me this, but someone told me apparently what happened was that he's the guy that CM Punk punched in the face 10 years ago. Remember, he was in the stands with the title belt and he was holding up when he was bald and somebody pushed him and he turned around and cracked
And it was the wrong guy, right?
Yeah, it was the wrong guy. The guy he hit is the guy in the green shirt.
Oh, wow.
Someone pointed out to me years ago.
He hit the wrong guy.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, snap, that guy's making out for himself. So basically what happens is
that was their settlement?
Yeah. That's yeah. So now he might have might have a friend now.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to come.
Bro, when Nick Khan went out there and was like, yo, you okay? I'm sorry, dude. That thing hitting somebody, that ATV, bro, all you got to do is just be leaning on it and you're going back.
Luckily, that barricade's strong.
Yeah. Dude, imagine it was like the other barricades where if you go through.
It was the worked side. That's what I'm saying. Everyone spears each other.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly, bro. Imagine it was the other side, bro. That Austin just,
he
would have
just kept going.
He would have kept going, bro. His music's playing. Everyone's getting ran over.
Those things are made to get over some rough
stuff. That's what I'm saying. Like, yo. All right, we're going to cut it here. Ladies and gentlemen, this weekend I will be wrestling at SWA. Fool me three times. I'm not saying what I'm doing, but it's pretty cool.
Where is it at?
I don't have a match yet, or maybe. So we'll figure something out. And I'll be in the building. So
at
NYWC Sportatorium. What's it called? Also this weekend, I got to look up the exact address because I do not know how to say.
And I'll be bowling this weekend.
I love bowling.
With some friends from work.
I love bowling.
I haven't bowled since 08.
Really? Oh, wait, I love
bowling. No, not since 08. It had to have been a little after.
I would be that person to jump on a bowling team, and I would not be embarrassed. Fun.
I'm going to bring back my old bowling nickname. It was Balls with a Z.
That's my email.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, Balls wait a minute. Morales. I do know it.
So, this Saturday, We Are One Wrestling, Divided We Fall, April 25th, 2025, 827 Jersey Ave. I same place I was at last week. Gloucester City, New Jersey. It's out by Philly. Yes. Yeah, we worked last week. Yes, right. We wrestled each other, but we became friends because
I'm wearing this thing I got from him.
Yeah, look at that merch that I sell, ladies and gentlemen.
He sells this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm wondering why it's not working.
Beat the hell out of me.
Why is
but I won.
My Panther suit not coming out?
But I won. I moved on to the qualifier for the main event.
I actually went inside naked with this thing. Black Panther outfit would appear.
It didn't. What's it called? So, yeah. Divided We Fall this Saturday. It's going to be a great time. I am representing Funhouse Wrestling. I will be there. I'm not going to say what I'm going to do because it's kind of cool and surprising. So you should buy a ticket and come down. We're going to get cheesesteaks afterwards at Philly. Yes. So, yeah.
How fun.
Geno's, baby.
Is it Geno's or Pat's? Which one are you going to?
We went to Geno's.
No, I mean, I'm talking about which one are you going to go to this time?
Oh, Geno's, bro.
It's Joe and Pat's. I was going to say, isn't there like a Geno and Pat's pizzeria here?
Joe and Pat's, yeah. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, for Susie, for Prince of T. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 6. We did it. We're in the bank. We got it done.
Yes.
WrestleMania is over. Woo!
Till next year.
17 times, bro.
Yes.
Wrap it. Come to get it. Check it.
I really want.